Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, this feels real good. What's up, everybody? I'm your boy Cartier Genius, aka Cartier Jesus. Yeah, and I'm here right now to introduce you to the one and only China. We call her. That's right. What we call it. China. It feels so good. I'd like to welcome you to Pieces of Me. We are real life music. Beat Nation is the army. Beat Nation Network, what up? Yo, China, what up? Queen of poetry. I mean, this girl is unstoppable. Feel me? Like, she just jumps out there and does her thing the way she know how to do it. So we're gonna kick back on this ride right here that she calls Pieces of Me. And understand, it's just pieces. Just pieces, because you're gonna get some more. But anyway, relax. Chill. Thank you for being here. Anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. Let's go, China.
What's up, everybody? This is your girl, China, with the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. Here we encourage metaphorically intuned visionaries to express themselves through the arts. And you never know, what you have to say may be exactly what someone needs to hear. I just want to give a big shout out to everybody who's listening via web, via phone. We appreciate you being here with us, and we can't see you via web, but we do appreciate you. We appreciate all that you do, and we have 90,000 listeners and counting via web. That is amazing to me, just to be able to be in that number of all these Blog Talk Radio shows and just radio shows that are doing it. And touching lives, that's my whole point. I want to touch lives. I want to bring clarity. I want to give inspirational nuggets. I want to help, you know, you tap into your gift. You know, you tap into your higher power to be a better version of yourself. Like, that's what I want to do, and that's what I'm here for, and that's what this Lyrical Cypher is for. For us to all come together collectively and cypher with our gifts, whether you perform or you don't. If you're a carpenter, if you lay tile like Carlos, or what have you, like, let's come together, because you never know. So you might be sitting beside or listening to somebody on the phone who actually needs to hear what you have to say. You never know. You know, it could be the poem, it could be a song, it could be whatever. Whatever your gift is, I really believe in my heart that we all were meant to tap into our gifts right here, you know, on this earth while we have the time to do that. So I just want to thank you guys for your patience, your compassion. A lot of people don't know I was sick for a whole week last week, and I thank God for all the people who roll with me during you know, the 6 o'clock shows that we had to do, because I had other shows going on. So I appreciate everybody just kind of flowing with me. And for the ones who were there in spirit, we appreciate you. So just thanking everybody for calling in, being on the show. Tell your friends about us. The number is 323-642-1532. Yeah, we're going to blow this thing up, and this thing is going to be continue to be worldwide and get even bigger. 90,000, one day is going to be 90 million, 90 billion. I'm claiming it. I'm speaking it right now into existence, because I want to touch lives. I want to travel the world. I want to touch lives. And if your businesses, your churches, if your youth centers, if whomever, somebody on the street needs somebody to talk to, let me know. I'll come Australia, I'll come wherever God lead me, that's where I want to go. You know, right now I'm on the airways, but I would love to physically be around other cultures and make an impact. So I'm just speaking this thing into existence, because this is my desire. You know, to continue to make an impact and help people get closer. First and foremost, get closer to your higher power and get closer to your gift that your higher power gave you. you know, if you believe. So with that being said, I'm going to go ahead and play some tracks, our very first round of Lyrical Cypher. And I hope you guys enjoy.
I won't be around much longer. My time ain't long around here. The sun rose this morning and the birds sang with me. Although the grass is green, the day is sweet.
Regrets about circumstances and situations that you yourself create. Because whatever situation you're in right now, whether you want to believe it or not, you made it. Petty decisions are often over-contemplated. Thoughts like, I wonder if she loves me, or I wonder if he'll be true. Wasting valuable time trying to get to know someone else when what you need to do is get to know you. Relationships supported by superficial foundations that are guaranteed not to work. Obsessed with the desire to make a change in others, but not willing to make a change in yourself first. Over-receptive to obvious lies, while looking straight into deceptive eyes. Thinking outside your natural state of mind, just to pacify a nagging lifelong ache. Deficiencies in the feelings of self-worth and self-love create delusions, making the crooked appear straight. But like they say, whoever they is, all is fair in the game of love. I heard somewhere that the name of the game was to play or get played on. And if you're really paying attention to what's going on out here today, the name of the game might not be so wrong. You saw the truth when it was shown, but you decided not to look. You were probably preoccupied with those artificial good looks or those potential transactions from wallet to pocket. The truth is often discarded by the way the relationship started. As it was in the beginning, so shall it be in the end. What was once natural for procreation has fallen to a pointless, dehumanizing, life-risking sin. In the minds of men, lust is mistaken for love. And guilt-induced paranoia changes that phony hug into an angry shove. And that angry shove into a violent push. And that violent push into an ugly situation. Now you're afraid to look. Giving all of you only to be unappreciated while neglecting your own self. And you asking me if I can believe that you were taken advantage of and abused? You're asking me if I can believe that you were taken advantage of and abused? Yeah, I can believe it. Abandoning lifelong dreams and aspirations, then feeling that it's too late when the truth is finally discovered. What kind of love makes one lay down their own life just to cater to or assume the life of another? My sisters, my brothers, and others. We must pull back the covers and blind us from our eyes and realize that just like oppressed roots will continue to grow, the seeds and offspring will continue to be traumatized. So many lives are destroyed and ruined because people simply don't know what they're doing. Being disrespectful yet wanting respect. Having the audacity to ridicule other people's ways and you ain't even got your own ways in check. Expecting everything but never willing to give. The masquerade is an indicator of how they truly live. The masquerade is an indicator of how they truly live. Deceptive from the start just to satisfy a carnal desire. But a seed has been planted, so the stakes just got higher. So many fights, so many wars, childish name calling to even the score. Are you dreaming of a life where there's peace within? Well, here's a solution. Awaken from that dream and become your own best friend. Awaken from that dream and become your own best friend. Awaken from that dream and become your own best friend. Now that's definitely a solution. That's definitely a solution.
It is for me, oh. Don't run, don't hide. I found the strength within myself. Don't run, don't hide. I can help you towards heaven, prosperity. Let me lead you the way. Don't run, don't hide. Repent. All ye be baptized in the name of Jesus for remission of sins. Don't run, don't hide. It is necessary that your soul be right. It is necessary that you know which way to go. Don't run, don't hide. Let me show you. Don't blink your eyes. You can die within 1 second of that blink. Don't run, don't hide. Come on, let's be great among God. Let's show him that we are loved, that we love him, and that we love ourselves, that we love others. Don't run, don't hide. Seek and ye prosperity. Don't run, don't hide. Rah.
Yeah, this feels real good. What's up, everybody? I'm your boy Cartier Genius, aka Cartier Jesus. Yeah, and I'm here right now to introduce you to the one and only. We call her China. That's right. What we call her, what we call it, China. It feels so good. I like to welcome you to our real life music. Beat Nation is the army. Beat Nation Network, what up? Yo China, what up? Illusion, queen of poetry. I mean, this girl is unstoppable, feel me? Like, she just jumps out there and does her thing the way she know how to do it. So we're gonna kick back on this ride right here that she calls Pieces of Me. And understand, it's just pieces. Just pieces, because you're going to get some more. But anyway, relax, chill. Thank you for being here. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. Let's go, China.
What's up, everybody? This is your girl, China, with the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. Here we encourage metaphorically intuitive visionaries to express themselves through the arts. And you never know. What you have to say may be exactly what someone needs to hear. I say that all the time because a lot of times we hold back. A lot of times we have these taboo conversations with just the vessels that we know, but sometimes somebody else needs to hear that too. You never know. What you have to say might save somebody's life, might put a smile on somebody's face. You just don't ever know. So with that being said, I'm going to go ahead and open the lines up with the piece that was just sent to me. And I played Truth intentionally because Truth is one of my friends since we were babies who passed away. Then another friend of mine passed away, Terrence. We've been friends for, 22 years last year. He passed away too, so I had a lot of deaths back to back over last year, and it was tough for me. And I've been through a lot of different roller coasters just on this journey, and I just had to. This piece right here was given to me by DMX of Poetry, and I do appreciate him giving this piece to me to help me cope with the death of my friend. So hopefully somebody needs this tonight, and I'm going to go ahead and do this. And he's not able to read it, so I'm going to read it. I hope you guys love me while I'm living, because we only going to live one time. Love me while I'm living. That way, we will be smiling and not crying. Love me while I'm living, through ups and downs, fights and fun. Love me while I'm living, that you'll have great memories when it's all done. Love me while I'm living. Cherish every moment that we are together. Love me while I'm living, through the brightness and even the stormy weather. Love me while I'm living. We all know that life must come to an end. So love me while I'm living. Because once they're gone, you won't have the chance, that chance again.
So again, that was Carlos, DMX, A Poetry, a piece that I do appreciate. That piece right there trying to make me cry. Just dedicating that piece. And to me, in situations like that, when we look at death and we look at, you know, we don't want our loved ones to die. And we all know that we all must go one day. Nobody wants that. And it was because of nerves. You know, everything we fought since we were kids. And just to know that he's not calling in anymore. That saddens me because I look for his number. I knew his number by heart. Like, what at 286-1143 at? I'm looking for it. Where is that? It's not coming up. And then Terrence, you know, he was my ride or die, my tall homie who, like, just my spiritual warrior who's gone, you know, in a blink of an eye, just gone. And you just never know when you're going to go. So every second, every minute, every breath that we have, it's a gift. And just cherish yourself, cherish the people you're with. And I thank you, Carlos, for spreading that. And let me see. I just want to do a quick shout out to Carlos and say thank you. Thank you so much, Carlos, Mr. DMX, The Poetry.
You're welcome. You're going to get me in trouble.
Oh, shoot.
But,
all right.
Yo,
go ahead.
Just tell everybody, man, y'all just, everybody try to keep your head up, stay positive, and love your loved ones, man. Love everybody because the older we get, we see people that just leaving, man, and you never know. It might be your time or their time, man, so enjoy life and enjoy your family. Love your folks. Love folks, man, because it's coming sooner or later.
That's right.
And it's something to deal with, so.
Indeed. Well, we appreciate having you, most definitely.
Yeah, and thank you.
And anytime.
Hopefully, I'll be able to participate next weekend, or next Tuesday.
I got you. Well, we appreciate that.
All right.
Somebody need to hear that. All right, everybody. That was Carlos. I call him DMX and Poetry. And I'm actually going to go down my call list and just give a shout out to everybody who's listening via phone. And we got Ms. Nikki in the building. What's up, Nikki?
Hey, China. How are you?
Doing great.
That's good.
How about you, lady?
How's your week going? I'm great, actually. Dealing with this crazy weather, this California weather, girl. I mean, one minute it's raining, now the sun's shining. It was pouring down raining this morning. Now it's pretty outside. So, it's crazy, but only in California.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. How's your week going?
It's actually going good. I can't complain.
It's actually going good. I can't complain.
That's good.
I got
my echo back.
How you feeling? Oh, yeah, I have you, you know, in the car.
Yeah. But, you said how I'm actually feeling better. I appreciate everybody, all the prayers. My voice is still a little raspy, but and I got a slight cough every now and then. But last week, I felt horrible. And this week, I got my voice back because I sound like a whole dude, you know.
Oh.
Yeah, I sound like a whole dude. Yeah, not half a dude, but a whole dude. And only thing I kept thinking about was get your life.
Okay.
Yes.
That's right.
Yeah. So I appreciate all you guys checking on me. You, Carlos, everybody. You know, my clients too. A lot of my clients hit me up and coworkers, friends. You know, my boo, just a lot of different things. You know, a lot of people hit me up to just support and look out for me, so I just appreciate it. My
That's
son was
good.
Like,
hey,
I'm taking care of my father.
Why? I'm glad you
Yeah, he
was
saying my voice is so deep, he was calling me his father.
Oh, see, tell Jake.
He be trying to, your kids try to give you the blues, but I took it like a G.
That's right. Stay strong.
Oh, yeah. Do you have anything for us tonight, or you want to?
I do. I haven't called in a while, but I do have this piece here.
Okay.
It's.
You ready now, or you want to wait?
No, I'm going to do it now. I'm going to do it now.
Okay, cool.
And it's called I Still Love You, Us. I still love us, the you and me, in unified and in unity. I still love us. What we stand for, you are no doubt who this woman was made for. I still love us. When we agree or disagree, one thing we can definitely both agree on is that we were meant to be. We were meant for, you were meant for me. I still love us. Our imperfect love and flawed connection, a reflection to God and the perfection in this connection. I still love us. From 1 mile away to 1,000, no matter how far away, you will always keep me smiling. I still love us. You are my purpose, my lover, my bestie, my future husband. You breathe energy into me. Your presence gives me life. I still love us. The thought of what we will be, I love you for so many things, especially for the way that you so strongly love me. I still love us. After 3 years, it's your love, your spirit, and God's permission to love you is what has kept me. My handsome king, I'm so happy to share this love with you. God bless you, Carlos.
Oh,
that's it.
That was beautiful.
Thank you.
Go, Carlos. Go, Carlos. Go, Carlos. The American poetry.
Go, go, go.
Go, go, go. Uh-oh. That was dope. I love it.
That's right.
Well.
That's right. I haven't really written anything in a while, but I was just like, okay, it's time. I've been had writer's block for a minute, but I'm back now.
That's what's up. And stay back.
I'm back.
I feel the same way because I had writer's block for a minute, and I'm back and I'm ready and I'm enlightened and I'm inspired to make some moves.
That's right. That's right. Well, hey, you can do it. You can do it.
Oh, yeah. You can do it. You remember me saying that?
All right.
Girl,
right.
Please stay on the line, and we appreciate you and that beautiful poem. I'm pretty sure that Mr. Carlos D. and Mr. Poetry is blushing. My family over here, I appreciate y'all. Love y'all to life.
We appreciate you. We definitely do.
Thank you. Y'all keep me in your prayers, too.
Most definitely.
Well, you stay on the line, lady. We're going to be right back at you. And
okay.
Everybody, that was Miss Nikki all the way from California in the building. And I got another caller on the line. Just want to give a shout-out. Please don't be shy, you guys. All I want to do is show my appreciation and pay homage to you for calling in, because y'all could have been anywhere else, in the words of Jay-Z, but you're here with me. So I appreciate you, and I like to show that. So with that being said, I got Miss Penny on the line. What's up? What's up, Penny?
Hi, China.
How you doing?
I'm doing well. I'm so glad that you're back up and running and full force.
Yes. Are you enjoying? Thank you so much. Me too. I'm very happy about that and just getting back into the swing of things and just ready for new doors and, you know, to continue to start opening.
I want to thank you for all the inspiration that you have given me in the short time that I have known you. I enjoy the show, and one day soon I'll share some of my words.
What?
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. Yes, yes. Hercules, Hercules. I'm a mess. So just to let you know, I'm a hot mess on this radio show. Well, just in general. But I'm very happy for you. And I can't wait till your book comes out. And I'll be looking forward to helping you with the process.
All righty then. And you
can
keep
I get
doing
an
what
amen?
You're doing. You keep doing what you're doing, and that 90,000, like you said, will be 90 million to 90 billion.
You better say that.
There you go.
I received that. Yes, ma'am. Oh, it's going to get better because you about to be hitting the road. Or, you know, right now we can do the virtual thing, but one day you're going to have to hit the road with me.
Oh, I have already visualized all the pictures from all the places that you will be going.
Amen. In Jesus' name, amen.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
And I will see you tomorrow. Amen.
All right, ladies. Well, please stay on the line. Thank you, and enjoy the rest of the show.
All right.
All right, everybody. That was Miss Penny. And I'm very thankful to have her in the building, and we appreciate everybody who's listening via web. I can't see you, but I like to say I appreciate you. So with that being said, I'm going to go ahead and run. Let's go ahead and run right into our tracks for tonight, and let's go from there. So I hope you guys are enjoying the show, and we're going to have some fun. Let's get it.
Maybe now I got the flow, 'cause I know it from the start. Maybe when you broke my heart, that I had to call my name and show you that I'd win.
Your love
is
mine.
All those times I said that I loved you.
Your love is mine.
Yes, I tried. Yes, I tried.
Your love
is
mine.
Even though you knew I'd die for you.
You get another chance tomorrow. I don't hustle like that. I hustle like there's not a second left. You know that tomorrow I'm hustling like there's only one more second left of this hustle.
Don't bother me, I'm working.
Yeah.
Don't bother me, I'm working.
I mean, don't take none of this personal, but
don't bother me, I'm working. Don't bother me, I'm working.
Yeah, I let the label got ghosts, and they ain't even had a ton of boasts. 'Cause I've been, I ain't dropped a song in 3 weeks. They thinking Neil Will wouldn't sleep, but I'm in it still. Like I'm not the LS no more, thinking I don't even kill it no more. Nah, homie, I'm just, don't mention me in your post. Don't invite me to your party or your show, I can't make it because, yeah, I'm still in the G, but you don't really see me out much. But that's only 'cause I'm, they wanna talk about my work ethic. So I work at it and put that, and they turn around in my inbox looking for a verse and they say, yo, I see you live, but I'ma hit you right back. Like, I'ma hit you right back, matter of fact.
Don't bother me, I'm working. Don't bother me, I'm working.
Yeah, put your hands together.
Don't bother me, I'm working. Don't bother me, I'm working.
Yeah, I ain't finished. I ain't finished.
Don't.
And I don't feature on a track with nobody, 'cause they treat the rap game as a hobby, man. They ain't really. They don't even reach out to your boy. They ain't thinking on rap anymore. That's cool, huh? Working on my day job till I get the dream job like G Wood. Man. And I do a track for track. Matter of fact, back to back, yo, church, by the time I'm 25, no more 8 to 5, I'ma rap that stay alive, I'ma put that. I'm trying to get the sponsorship, so when you see me in Adidas, man, you better believe that, duh. You wanna know why I shine, I'll tell you my secret is simple, the Lord, man. Say, well, you ain't got time to waste, so if you ain't moving forward, it's a waste, just tell
him. Don't bother me, I'm working.
You hear that? I said,
don't bother me, I'm working.
I mean, don't take it personal in it all, but
don't bother me, I'm working.
I gotta get to work.
Don't bother me, I'm working.
Let's rock,
don't
yo.
Don't bother me, I'm
work, yeah.
Don't bother me, I'm working.
If you gonna get this money, you gonna have to go out and get it, man.
Don't,
ain't nobody gonna
bother
give you
me, I'm working.
You feel me? God sent me here to inspire you.
Don't bother
you understand?
Me, I'm working.
Mm-hmm. poets that go place to place and not make a penny, but hoping someone will give them one for their thoughts, cause thoughts are all that poets have to give. So you hope that someone would at least give you something, especially after the landlord gave you an eviction notice. So after stressing, you flip that piece of paper over, scribble some lines, and 9 times out of 10 you keep it. Because you have to deal with both sides of that paper now. One side of that paper is a date where you gotta have all your stuff out that house. But on the other side is a poem. Not just any poem, but a poem that becomes the soundtrack to your sanity. Instead of having a nervous breakdown, you broke down your struggles with a pen and set your sadness and sorrows with a stanza or a sonnet in hopes to make tomorrow a better day. Some say you better pray, cause having that stress can prey on your soul. So pour out your soul to a soul that will listen. Go on place to place, empty out your soul, and sometimes leave with empty pockets. But you wouldn't trade in that therapy session that some people call reciting a poem for anything in that moment. It's priceless. This is for the people that don't know that they are poets. And at some point in English class, you flip past the poetry section to section yourself away to say that poetry ain't for me, or poetry's boring. Those who never seen themselves soaring in the blue skies, resting on white clouds, wearing a white tee with all whites and a white fitted hat that reads free. Those who never seen themselves wearing that same outfit on a stage or a platform, mic or no mic, only because they never seen themselves. But if you can see yourself, you'll free yourself. Instead of ripping your hood, you put on a hoodie, write a poem, and make a movement. Cause once you see somebody give you their heart, souls are moving. And it don't cost that much to do it. Just go down to the dollar store, get a pack of pens and a composition notebook for $2 and some change for a chance to change somebody's life. In that moment, it's priceless. And this is for me. Ever since I was a fetus in Pearl Reaver's womb, visualizing this day, hoping someone write a poem to inspire me, to write a poem to inspire change in somebody's life, screaming for it to come out, cause the only outlet is this poetry. When you feel like a penguin without a heart song, till you move your happy feet to the beats and the rhymes, the hopes of having another day, till you write a poem in every debt notification and every bill, till the world knows that you only owe them the sincerity of your words. And yeah, early in life, you may have thought poetry was boring, but it take you going to some things. Putting it down on paper that you're going through some things to make it all worthwhile. And your poets, or we may feel like our poems are worth millions, but until someone give you the last $5 to purchase your CD, despite them being a paycheck away from being homeless, that moment is priceless.
See, after last week, I was all excited about the preacher and the dope fiend. But releasing it publicly, it revealed something to me that I've never seen. It really made me think about all the things that I did in my past. I thought about all the dirt that I did and all the fix that they had. And what did I do? Yeah, y'all know, I used to sell drugs. But I got a little deeper in the game than that. I was more like a straight-up thug. From city to city and from state to state, I was steady chasing that paper. And if I couldn't get it from selling drugs, I just pulled me a caper. See, it was all about my money. Nothing else. It didn't matter. Do whatever you want, dummy. As long as my pockets was getting fatter. I didn't care who you were, or none of your responsibilities that you had. I took your wit, your food stamps, your cash, as long as you just sweetened up my bag. I didn't care if your lights were cut off, or your rent was due, or your food, no food in the refrigerator. I sold dope to a pregnant lady, and yo, she just had to worry about that later. And for years, that was my mentality, y'all, as I ran the entire East Coast. I was leading my own folks astray, But back home, that's where I did it the most. And that's where it hit me. I mean, it hit me very close to home. Somebody was doing the exact same thing that I was doing. But to me, that was wrong. See, you can't sell that stuff in my family. You must have lost your mind. And just like that, y'all, I quit. I left the game behind. So I thought. Well, social media is booming, y'all. Facebook hooking me up with all my old friends. So I sent them a letter in the inbox. I was like, yo, how have you been? They said, yo, Carlos, I'm just getting out of rehab, trying to regain custody of my kids. Another friend was like, I'm out on parole, man. I just did a 9-year bid. And I just found out that Pookie, the young boy that used to make all the runs for me, his mama said he got caught back in 2008. And he won't be coming home until 2023. Another young lady that I knew. Back in the day, she was a real sexy lady. But she got hooked on drugs, y'all. Now she the mother of 3 crack babies. I can only imagine how many went to prison. And even worse, ended up in their graves. This is why I had to change the way that I was living. Look at the damage I did back in the days. Now, even though that I've changed, y'all, later, and I'm still seeing the effects, that's why God put me back in the game. And I got to see if I can clean up this mess. So if anybody need an ear, or maybe just some encouraging words, remember, this is not another story. This is the truth, not just something that I heard.
Propaganda and felt the reflection of the truth in the light of the moon. But he ignored because it was harder to be cool and gather near the mainstream with the nocturnal fools. But one night his ears were caught by the wise owl that dropped jewels. Perched on a branch with a single question, are you beneath the surface? Followed by, what is your life's purpose? Where are you headed? When are you going to accept that life in the creek is worthless? And finally, how does it feel to be touched by something real? The salamander was wordless. And he continued on in the soil of ignorance, though he heard this, but the wise words fought something new. Something taken for granted by many and understood by few. So the black salamander approached the wise owl one night in secret on his journey to the creek and said, what is this thing? This thing moving inside my head. The owl grinned and said, that is a thought. For you see, a thought sparked correctly might make you respect me, but if you don't respect yourself, then your perception is incorrect. So the salamander still hung in the nocturnal slum, but it wasn't as much fun because he now viewed it from a new perspective. Spent more time pondering, becoming more perceptive, realizing that the mainstream is actually a swamp and one's environment is reflective of personality. So the salamander spent more time with the wise owl and occasionally took a casual stroll down to the swamp. But instead of being wild like he once was, he was calm and reserved. Instead of partaking of the festivities, he chose to observe the actions and the words of his peers. The water moccasin slithered near. He said, it's been a while since I've seen you here. The salamander said, listen, Mr. Moccasin, I no longer mock your sin. So get thee behind me, return to your hell and swim with the murderers and whores, with their rumors and wars, who refuse to put the lamb's blood on the post of their doors. The snake became angry yet, riddled with fear, for the salamander's aura shine too bright to stand near. So the black salamander disappeared between the bushes and leaves, fitting free of conformity. He remained under his rock and was thought of abnormally. The next morning he crawled from beneath the rock of doctrine and inhaled his first breath of daylight oxygen. The sun of righteousness shining on him in complete truth. His slimy skin began to secrete a juice. His body stretched. He grew arms and legs. His tiny little head popped open and sprouted dreads. A full-grown black man naked from the swamp he fled, until he came upon a garden, beautiful, a place of splendor. A broken vessel fell to his knees, meeting his mender, the black salamander. Or should I say the black salam man, D-E-R. The black, peaceful man destroying evil with righteousness. You see, the owl was the prophet. The swamp symbolizes the street. The snake symbolizes the many devils ever ready to sink in their teeth. The rock is a veil of ignorance that we've all hid beneath. And the black salamander is me.
I was once asked a question. Do I ever cross your mind anytime? Silence into the room like a thief in the night. A sly smirk conjured within me. With one deep breath, I exhale. By no means do I reminisce. Why should I regurgitate memories of what you assumed we had? I cry more than I smile with you. You are the epitome of a midsummer night's dream. Skipping in unpleasant meadows, a nightmare I dare dream at my expense. You conspired to conquer and destroy my being, devour my inner strength, scold my growth with candy-covered lies in the midst of whom you disguised yourself to be. A mere representative. Living in my mind and heart rent-free, with no intentions of reimbursing my heart with real love. Instead, you falsified your application for the position you were hired for. Worked the job, held a straight face for a good 6 to 9. Start coming to work late, unprepared and careless to the needs of my heart. A forewarning was given, an empty apology I received. With a bouquet of roses, a temporary smile, a few mediocre laughs, time was spent, so I thought. Only to press rewind, replay images of yesteryear, acknowledging the fact that you never loved yourself. So how could you love someone else? The life you live represents a domino effect, constant but steady falling before one's eyes, never realizing the hearts you trampled on, or the damage caused. Upon wakening from the trance or spell, only to recognize I'm worth much more than you can ever give me. But I do want to thank you. Since your dismissal, mind you, removed from my heart by the grace of the Almighty, all I can do is pray for you. Do I hate you? No. I embrace the lessons taught. Game played. God saw fit, amongst our demise, to say, checkmate. Farewell, my friend, to what could have been.
I sit back and I realize, and I think about how you had me mesmerized, coming around that corner whistling, "Don't worry, be happy." From that very moment when I looked into your eyes
As Monica said, I had love all over me. Some may think I'm weak for you. What they don't know is, I'm the one that's going to ride for you. So as far as I can see, you are the soul that God put on this earth for me. Perfect? No, you're not. But no fool can ever take your spot. Ups and downs, through the good and the bad, your strength endures is what keeps me from being mad. No one really knows our story. Some claim to know where we come from. But what they don't know is that we have two hearts beating as one. So no matter what others say, who cares how they feel? As long as we know we are the real deal. We have that inconvenience love, meaning we have that get rough type love, that sometimes we need that tough kind of love. Computer love? No, it's real love. It's all sent from the man up above. My DMX, I'm his EVE, like Sonny and Cher. I got you, babe.
About goals, talk about love and the fact that he rose, talk about the fact that I don't have to speak ghost. Why? Cause he knows, yeah. When you're trying to help the people, he knows. When you're doing your own thing, he knows. Your true strength, that you can go through with it, he already know. So go ahead and do it then.
Hold up.
Who am I to try to teach a lesson to a group too familiar with the meaning of a blessing?
Yeah.
But you must understand, we all working for the same man, but we going by a different plan.
Young preachers,
and take the PR and add a T to make teachers. But I shouldn't know.
Nah.
To take my Bible out and show it off for a show, but I wouldn't because
he knows, I know, he knows.
Yeah. That deep down inside, we must all shine. Yeah, it's a small light and it's gonna be hard to find. But it ain't supposed to be easy, it's gonna be hard or so. But if you find a spark soulfully beautiful, sad to say I had to say if, cause some people never get a peek at the light, let alone the whiff. Time is short, TikTok and two, you didn't find your spark, you're not alone, cause somebody else is watching. Let's
you.
Let's talk about life,
life,
talk about goals,
goals,
talk about love and the fact that he rose, talk about the fact that I don't have to speak ghost. Why? Cause he knows. He knows,
yeah.
When you're trying to help the people,
he knows.
When you're doing your own thing,
he knows.
Your true strength, that you can go through with it, he already know. So go ahead and do it then.
Hold up.
He knows. He knows. He knows. He knows. I know he knows.
Hey.
I see you over there, I know what you're doing. And you eating forbidden fruit, I know what you're chewing. Now think about if every sin had a consequence. Consciously it does, but to us it's just nonsense. I sit back and watch my cousin grow up. Yeah, she's older than me a few years, so what? It's your boyfriend, baby daddy, turn husband. It grows, you're not alone, cause
he knows, I know, he knows.
Yeah, see what you're going through, who we going to? But here, make your vision clear to see through a thunderstorm. Who?
Who?
Is your question, but it really should be what is next? But you know, and he knows, so you don't have to check. Pretend for a firm or confirmation. Just follow your heart, there'll be no complication. For any other situation, you're being missed. Trust me, you're not alone, cause somebody else is seeing
this.
Let's talk about life,
life.
Talk about goals,
goals.
Talk about love and the fact that he rose. Talk about the fact that I don't have to speak those. Why? Cause he knows. He knows,
yeah.
When you're trying to help the people,
he knows.
When you're doing your own thing,
he knows.
your true strength, that you can go through with it. He already know, so go ahead and do it then.
Hold up.
What's the resolution? It's not a solution, but they don't know that to the mind, it's an execution. A few nice thoughts trying to cover fear. You should know where resolution limits you to a year. See, Martin had a dream, took more than a year. The first black president was more than a year. Ronnie for the sheriff, hopefully more than a year. Us to be treated equally is more than I fear. But I'm here, and it's all that really matters. Get to see another day, another step up the ladder. I helped so many people out, no credit, but I know that he knows.
He knows, I know, he knows.
Listen, that I lust over various emotions.
Emotion
still runs through my thoughts when it's open. I'm at a loss, but I'm basically hoping that this young man can get his righteous promotion. So I can then carry out your plan that you designed for me to only understand. So I can spread the words that you wrote, and if I hear the words again, I know that you know. Let's talk about life,
life.
Talk about
goals,
talk about love and the fact that he rose. Talk about the fact that I don't have to speak those. Why? Cause he knows. He knows,
yeah.
When you're trying to help the people,
he knows.
When you're doing your own thing,
he knows.
Your true strength, that you can go through with it,
he already know.
So go ahead and do it then.
Hola. He knows. He knows. He knows. He knows. I know he knows.
Sometimes you have to encourage yourself. Sometimes you have to speak victory during the test. And no matter how you feel, speak the word and you will be healed. Speak of yourself, encourage yourself in the Lord. Sometimes you have to speak the word over yourself. Depression is all around. But God is present help when the enemy created walls. But remember, giants, they do fall. Speak up yourself, encourage yourself in the Lord.
Now, there's no misleading to the fact that I, too, ain't always got my sugar honey iced tea on the right track. But, baby, don't get it twisted. My time is well invested in what I call life after the storm. Wrath to the rage, try to write, but ink to no page, so I wait. Shh. Listen. You hear that? Silence. Then I thought to myself, I've always had the ability to see good in everyone else but myself. Why is that, I wonder? So let me make this simple and plain. You see, there's a misconception to the rule. Why is it that we must do unto others as we want them to do unto us? But the first sign of disorder and being weak, we have to be the bigger person and turn the other cheek. Let me give you an example. Love thy neighbor, they say. Lend a helping hand and you'll grow. When in the back of my mind, all I want to do is dial 911, because I done choked that hoe. I am not mean, but always misunderstood. But don't let the nice girl fool you. I can come out of retirement on you and get straight hood. And this just ain't something I heard, This is the truth and what I know. If you know better, you'll do better. I made my share of mistakes in life, so I strive to do better than more better has ever been. Stay 100.
The better, take a second, let me pour all my love letter. Let me help you take off your shoes and tie your shoestrings. Take off your cufflinks. Don't you wanna eat food? Let me feed you. Let me run your bath water. Whatever you desire, I'll fly ya. See you soon. Turn the game on. I'll brush your hair. You put your durag on. Want a foot rub? Want a manicure? Yours, I wanna cater to you, boy.
Fire from the heart, ain't nothing tear us apart. You're all I want in the moment. the stress away from you. Making sure that I'm doing my part. Boy, is there something you need me to do? If you want it, there's a word. I know whatever I'm not fulfilling, another woman is willing. I'm gonna fulfill you, my body and spirit. I promise ya, I keep myself up, remain the same shit you fell in love with. I keep the tie to keep my figure right. I'll keep my hair fixed, in my hottest outfit. When you come home, they tell me on my shoulder, I roll over. Baby, I heard you, I'm here to serve you. Love you need, give it is my joy. All I wanna do is cater to you, boy.
Let me cater to you.
Everybody, this is your girl Chyna with the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. I hope you guys have enjoyed the show. I know I have. Now, this is a little something that I do every single show. I give inspirational nuggets, what I call inspirational nuggets. As I learn and I grow, I try to, like, as I learn and grow throughout the day or just throughout time on this journey, I like to share with you what I learn and what I'm learning. Because I'm still learning and growing daily, every second, every minute of the hour. And what I do is I share it with you. And all I can do, I tell you guys all the time, I'll give you the best that I got. You know, Anita Baker said it best. And this is all I have, which is me to offer. And with that being said, if I give you something that you can use, use it. If you can't, lose it. I won't be offended. Like, if it's something that you can use, take it with you. If you can't do nothing with it right now, you might just want to just take a mental note and utilize it when it's necessary. So with that being said, the thing that hit me is emptying your cup. I talk about this to my clients, and I don't get a chance to talk to my friends about it. But I'm constantly, you know, just pouring into other people and realizing for myself that I have to empty my cup has to be empty, like mentally emptying my cup to be able to allow something else in outside of my thoughts. And that's difficult because we're constantly thinking all the time, you know. Most of the time we don't allow ourselves to be in the present. And just choosing to be in the present, it takes a lot. It takes a lot of consistent effort to do that because being in the present allows me, if I empty my mind, clear my thoughts, and allow something or someone else to pour into me that could possibly help me, whether your higher power to pour into you, your friends, you know, what have you, just allowing something in outside yourself because sometimes we put our own selves in a box. A box of our thoughts, thinking our way is the only way. there's always another looking glass. There's always something else that could help you outside of you. But you got to be willing, got to be open, and you got to be honest with yourself that we don't always have the right answers. But we can find out the right answers that work for us. You have to figure out we're all genetically and individually and beautifully and wonderfully made. So just finding what works for you, your code, decoding and just coding what works for you. So that's my nugget for today, is to be able to empty your cup, empty your mind, you know, to be able to allow something or someone or your, you know, God to pour into you, you know, to pour into you better things. So if you want to be a better version of yourself, we have to do things that we have to do things we've never done. And a lot of people don't want to empty their cup because they believe that that's all they are. That's all I am. Like, this is me. This is all I got. This, that, and the third, or whatever, but I want to be a better version of myself, you know, as much as possible. I mean, daily. Learn something new, that's being a better version of myself. Acquiring knowledge, that's becoming a better version of myself. Acquiring understanding, acquiring wisdom, you know, all those different things to be a better version of myself. So I don't ever stop learning. I think you stop learning when you're dead, when you no longer can learn anymore. You know, same thing with dreaming. And I will encourage everybody, if you just take one moment, clear your mind, and I'm going to pour this in it if you allow me. Keep pushing, keep praying, and keep dreaming. And tap into your gift. Everybody here has a gift. Please don't ever think that it's too late. It's only too late if you say it is. And I'm pretty sure we all have multitude of gifts, so sometimes age ain't nothing but a number. Just do it. Just go with it. Just go for it. Faith is the unseen, you know. It comes from hearing that you can do this. But also hearing and also walking in it. So basically putting the action to it. If I say I can do this thing, I've made the affirmations to make this change. So if I made the affirmations to make this change and become a better person, guess what? Now I got to walk in it. Now I got to believe it. Now I gotta receive it. Now I gotta know that this is what I wanna do. This is what I'm going to do. And I'm not going to let me stop me from being a better version of me. And that's really the only thing that stops us from being better. It's us. It's not the other person. It's not your mate. It's not your family. It's not your past. It's not how you grew up. It's not your product, you know, product of environment. It's us. We debilitate ourselves. We put limits on us. I want to be limitless. And me being limitless requires me to step into a realm I don't know nothing about. It requires me to step into the unknown. It requires me to step into the scary zone. Because if it's the comfort zone, you're comfortable in that thing, you're chilling. Right? You know, like, just think about it. If I'm comfortable, I'm chilling. I know what it's like. I know the layouts. I know how it's going to go. I know how it's going to be. It's not there. But that's not life. That's not living. That's existing. I don't want to exist. I want to live. Like, I don't want to be living to die. I want to be dying to live. Does that make sense? Like, just dying to live, excited about living, exploring, doing better things for myself, even with different things you want to do. If you want to have a healthier lifestyle, we got to do things that we normally don't do. If I want to do better in life, I want to have a healthy relationship, I got to be healthy. Does that make sense? You know, I hope this is making sense. Like, I feel like I'm teaching my group again. You know, I'm a substance abuse counselor for anybody who don't know. I'm also a life coach and motivational speaker. But just tapping into a better version of yourself and emptying your mind. In order for me to make some changes, I got to empty my mind to let something else get poured into it. I got to allow myself to, my brain to get quiet and receive. Sometimes that requires you to meditate. Some people don't know how, some people laugh at meditation. Meditation is power. I'm trying to tell you. If you don't believe it, try it. Do some sleep learning, you know, and see how that works for you. You'd be amazed what you learn in your sleep because your brain is always on go mode. So if your brain is always on go mode, the subconscious is always, you know, that memory bank is always on go mode. It's storing in these things. And then you get a chance to sleep and learn at the same time. That is powerful. And know things you didn't even know you knew because you learned it just by quieting your mind. It's amazing to me. So, like I say, those things that I just gave you were a moment for you to empty your mind if you allowed it. Most people won't because of control. But just remember, control is free will. These are just my philosophies, you guys. It's my way of thinking, my inspirational nuggets. I'm not telling you what to do. I'm giving you another looking glass. Please remember that. I'm not saying my way is the highway. Not at all. You still have to find your own way. I'm just giving you another looking glass, you know, through my eyes of what I've seen and what I'm still learning. So with that being said, it's just, it's other angles, it's other ways to look at things instead of just one way. And I'm still willing to learn from Dr. Miles Monroe, Les Brown, Eric Thomas, Tony Robbins, Jim Rohn, Denzel Washington, Will Smith. I'm just calling out people who inspire me, Maya Angelou, Nikki Giovanni, all these different people who, Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, all these different people who inspire me to be a better me. Like NDIRE said something about, you inspire me to be a higher me. Like, I feel like God inspires me to be a higher me, you know. And just his love, the peace and joy that I get just having God in my life is amazing. So I hope what I said tonight helps somebody tonight. And I hope that could I play or anything that I say as far as the inspirational nuggets that I give every single show, pass it on. Pass it on and just enjoy and pass it on to somebody else, because if it helps you, let's not be greedy. Let's not be selfish. Let's pass it on because somebody else might need it and somebody else might need it. And we always talk about how the world, we want the world to change. The world can't change. The world can't change if I'm still in my comfort zone, if I'm still in my bottle. I feel like success comes with living and existing in the unknown. The unknown is the faith. Faith is the unknown. We don't know what's going to happen, but guess what? I'm going to keep going. I'm going to keep moving forward. I know what it's like. I know what it looks like to go backwards, because the backwards and going back and using one, you know, regressing is going back to a place I already know. Man, ain't that boring? I don't actually want to go somewhere I've never been. I want to do things I've never done. So if I got to do things I've never done, I got to be willing to go and do and make some changes within. So that's enough of my little sermon for you guys tonight. I'm not a pastor, but I really believe that this is my gift. You know, when I open my mouth, I pray that what I'm saying to you, it helps. And I pray before I give it to you. So I hope that it's something you needed. If it's not, toss it. I won't be offended. Still love you guys regardless. So with that being said, I'm going to open the open mic lines one more time. And see if we got Miss Nikki on the line. What's up? What's up, Nikki?
Hey, China.
Hey. Can you talk right now, or you want me to come back at you?
Yeah, I'm driving.
Okay. Well, yeah, but you stay right there. I'm going to go ahead and play one more round.
Okay.
And if you guys are available, I got you.
Okay. Cool.
We were born in 73, fraternal twins creatively. Disconnected by others' opinions, even though our styles vary, we both knew our worth to grace her beauty. We had to be in tune, not in a tune, for within, not saying she never sinned, she was very much human. They claimed she was a goddess because of her deep sixth sense. Truth was told every time she had commenced. Joan of Arc and Harriet Tubman, a leader and a warrior. I was hardly a mention, wasn't sad. I accept being the underdog and underrated. I was okay as long as my sister made it. Lived the dreams through her heartbeats. Every time they tried to lock her up, she manifested heat. Her bars melted, making sure all her listeners felt it. She became very hip, then others tried to emulate her, to hop on her bandwagon. She didn't care, she was loving and forgiving, allowed sacrifices even if it cost her her ultimate vision. I admit, I should have reached out to her more. One time, I never forget, she gave me some sound advice. I didn't like it, said some coarse words as we got into our fight. She changed her numerical code. I stayed pushing my gospel, claiming she sold her soul. Out of line as I reacted so hostile, I never appreciated her words while she was here. She was like me. She was pure poetry. She wanted to feel her people pain when I wanted just my world to change. I needed my lyrics, melodically, sonically, as speech. She wanted her words to ride on rugged beats. She wanted the fame, but infamy too. Those dualities I couldn't do. I mounted up with wings and flew. When I was down under fighting the Phoenix, she was in Brooklyn and Bronx, living it up until she popped out and crossed that bridge, intravenously in everyone's bloodstream. I should have been proud that she's gone now. Presently, crossroads are reaching new thresholds by my nephews and nieces, parade around their songs about drugs and Jesus pieces. Trip hop, the trap hop, need expensive cars and added celebrity drops. They were not even close to her psyche. No boom bap, just like Mikey. Wanted to eat everything in life, Sally, but it's not that easy. As eating cereal must include wisdom, I told them, to become imperial. Not gaining any knowledge of the mind, music where lyrics are hard to find. They have some ways like my sis, as they use genres of music to be infused. Still can't get this tainted verbiage lift. They were blessed by certain great genetics, but rely on sinful vibrations and vocal cybernetics, auto-tuned with no purity of the voice anymore. Become a real harlots for the monetary system. I yet again might lose my next family generation as I pray and tarry for my people to change, not to sell their moral values for this chump change to gain. She's gone, she's gone, and she's gone.
She's gone, she's gone, she's gone, she's gone, oh, she's gone. Lead a life so she'll find her way back home. She's gone, she's gone, she's gone, she's gone, oh, she's gone. Lead a life.
Ill Nation.
Krypton, North Carolina. And for those who don't know, back in 99 I took a trip to the countryside of Grifton, had a dip. Now I'm in a new city and it's strange, man, cause they don't even know my name. So I said, forget that, got a new place to get back, new place to chit chat. On the other side of the bridge, I can't forget that. I was really one of those kids before tic tac, but what's that? The tick bike, rolling on the back road, trying to spin loops with no lassos. With the same groups they call rascals, high off like no tobacco. Yo, trying to make it to the bridge, trying to do it big, trying to be the one to write it down and show you what I did. Trying to make a change, trying to make a difference. And if you can't tell me that, what smell me? You wanna be a small giant, just listen. You can't be negative of your thoughts, you won't make it. Can't be repetitive of your shots, you won't take it. I specialize in rhymes and keep it witty, no wounds. So for my back, I play the room. For my city, I'm from the G. What you rap? So I'ma rap it, I'ma rap it from the G. What you rap? Yeah, I'm from the G. What you rap? So I'ma rap it, I'ma rap it from the G. What you rap? I'm from the G. Rapping from the G. So I'ma rap it, I'ma rap it from the G. What you rap? Yeah, that's right, I'm from the G. What you rap? So I'ma rap it, I'ma rap it from the G. What you rapping from the G? Okay, I made it to the bridge, I'm at the edge. On the trunk of the bike, but some people call them pegs. Coming off the third leg of the race, cause the anchor finna shred. Man, soon as I cross the bridge, it's gonna be dead. Let me explain. Never thought I'd really make it here, but look at me, now I really gotta take it there. See, I'm rolling all in the city, trying to see who gon' really ride with me. I got my name on the front plate, y'all don't know it's me. Gotta make a change for y'all to notice me. See, I notice y'all, I don't want to fall. Gotta put you on my back, then grow with me. See, catch me at the shed, that's the stomping ground. Walking around, I seen the homie chop a chunk of deuces, reppin' G Town. I see now it's about family and where it's at. So it's only right I put my city on my back. You can't be
negative of your thoughts, you won't make it. Can't be repetitive of your shots, you won't take it. I specialize in rhymes and keep it witty. No wounds up on my back, I play the room for my city. I'm from the gym. What you rap? So I'm a rapid, I'm a rapid from the gym. What you rap? Yeah, I'm from the gym. What you rap? So I'm a rapid, I'm a rapid from the gym. What you rap? I'm from the gym. Drifting from the gym. So I'm a rapid, I'm a rapid from the gym. What you rap? Yeah, that's right, I'm from the gym. What you rap? So I'm a rapid, I'm a rapid from the gym. What you rapping?
Yeah. Folks always trying to tell you how to say how you feel and how to express your truths. But it's all art and math, baby. Just tell your story.
Pull them layers back. Show the world your art. And make them do the math. And just express yourself. Pull them layers back. Show the world your art. And make them do the math. And just express yourself. Just express yourself. Just express yourself. Pull them layers back. And just express yourself. Just express yourself. Just express yourself. And make them do the math. And just express yourself.
Funny how life is art and math. And we are performing algebraic artifacts. So take note of how we make our life an art of facts. See, we may seem like ordinary numbers, but there's variables or things that happens in our life that add on to our greatness. Like overcoming obstacles. Like not having the job you want and finally getting it. Or that blessing you get when you finally able to pay your rent in the nick of time, right before getting evicted. Or just making it out of any situation when you didn't think you were. Like sacrifice all you have for a dream and finally seeing it come true. Like I used to feel I couldn't provide for my family like I wanted. How I was more Pablo Picasso than Albert Einstein. When my art wasn't paying the bills, so I used to feel my numbers weren't right. Like X times what I put myself through plus Y times the cards I was dealt equals failure. But poetry is my formula for self-expression. Cause life operates to add stepping stones and stumbling blocks. But I subtract stress with a stanza. Multiply my meaning of life with a metaphor. Divide my obstacles with my determination. The struggle added to the sum of my fears. I made mistakes that had cost me everything I had. But me getting back up made the difference. Yeah, I may be a product of my past, but I'm not a prisoner of it. See how I express myself through these problems? Where life is art and math? How I never give up is part of the solution? See how I'm a walking artifact? See how I live to make art a fact? How I factor in endless possibilities of being the greatest version of myself? How expressing myself can ignite full expression in others? Like my brother from another mother recently told me that in October 2017, at his first open mic, hearing our words gave him life. Cause the week before, he thought about subtracting himself. Can't you see? This is what it's all about. To see how you fit in this equation of life, despite the variables, it's all about the art and math. Cause in my vision, I see people of all ages, no matter the numbers, picking up pens, writing and speaking their feelings. When words really heal, inspire, motivate, and connect people. And I will make a living and give life with my art of language. I plan to make a difference. That's how it adds up in my head. And no, I don't have delusions of grandeur. I have a formula for it. Like X times how hard I grind plus Y times my passion equals leaving a legacy for my kids. How my self-expression will gain me success, and success is freedom. I guess self-expression is emancipation. So I will emancipation proclamation my purpose. This is setting myself free, and I'm all about expressing myself. Like me being loud when I perform. I'm sorry, but the loudness of my poems and honing my craft multiplied by my heart equals I ain't got nothing to lose. So please choose to fully express yourself. You can either be an autumn leaf blowing in the wind, or you can be a flower growing in the middle of winter and fully express yourself.
What's up? What's up, everybody? I hope you guys enjoyed the tracks that we played, inspirational nuggets that were shared, just the camaraderie that we had tonight. I hope you guys enjoyed the show. And we do this every Tuesday night at 9 o'clock. We'd love for you guys to call back, call in. Anybody who wants to play a track, play a commercial, send it to lyricalcypherradioshow@gmail.com. Only thing we ask, keep your tracks clean, and even when you're online, keep them clean so we can just stay on the air, you know. And all blog talks have their own style. I just choose to keep it clean. Also, Saturday, please mark the scene calendar, March 30th. We'd love for everybody to be in the building at Illusion's 10th anniversary show. That's me and my band been rocking for 10 years. Illusion's is actually, for anybody who doesn't know, it's a performance arts-based business. It's our entity. We host open mics. We have life coaching, motivational speaking, a lot of different things that we have going. And, you know, we have the Lyrical Cypher. So all this is, these are our sister companies, the Lyrical Cypher, Affirmation Change, which is life coaching. We got Truth Hurts Production Company and also Clothing Line. There's a lot of different sister companies that we have. We got our open mics, and we got our motivational speaking, and all that. The motivational speaking is through Affirmation of Change, which is our life coaching business. So a lot of different things going on, and everything is actually under the same umbrella, which is Illusions, which is a performance arts-based business. And we're all about sharing art healing components in different ways. So hopefully this helps you in some form or fashion tap into a better version of yourself. And I really enjoyed you guys tonight, just being on the show with you. Everybody who listens via web, I thank God for the people who see me in the street and was like, yo, I listen to you on my iPad every Tuesday. Like, just want to give a big shout out to Miss Ella. Thank you so much for calling, for listening via iPad, via iPhone, just via web, your laptop, it doesn't matter. Thank you for calling in. But Illusion's 10th anniversary show is March 30th at the Arts Council, 400 North Queen Street, Kinston, North Carolina. Doors open at 8 o'clock. The show is going to be bananas. This will be a show. This will not be an open mic. So you're going to have people from all walks of life, celebrity artists in the building. We got Moody Black. We got Blues. We got Tatanahana. We got Ill Will. We got Ty Allen. We got Alicia Crash, Angel, Voice. We got Zion, which is Lester. We got so many different people who are going to be in the building. We got True Consequences. Just a plethora. We got Sharon Mervin, awesome singer. So many singers, just artists that will be in the building sharing their talents with us on that night. And I love for you guys to be in the building. Also, right behind that on April 5th, which is a Friday, going to be at the Arts Council, 400 North Queen Street, Kinston, North Carolina. It's only $10 for the anniversary show, but it's also only $10 for Indie Live. And so collectively, one of the DJs from Kiss 102, we have come together and we're doing a show to broadcast independent artists. And with that being said, it's called Indie Live, and I'll be posting that too to let people know about what we're doing. And we'll be featuring independent artists, giving you an opportunity to sell your product, share your talent, be a feature artist, and keep growing, keep soaring, keep doing your thing. So looking forward to this show going on the road as well. So that's April 5th. If you don't have anything going on, and that is from 8 to 10, love for you guys to be in the building. So with that being said, you guys have a blessed night, a wonderful night. And keep doing what you're doing. So, good night, everybody. Peace and blessings.